turn your hard drive and cough. It's time for another weekly checkup from Dr. Dave. To consult with Dr. Dave, just call 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time.
And welcome back. More of Computer Talk with Dave Mason, 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Robert in Eureka, California. How you doing, Robert? You're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Dave. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for sticking with us.
Yeah, I'm glad to be hooking up with you. I only have 27 questions today.
That's all right. We've got 27 seconds, so let's get to it.
Okay, well, I'll make it quick then. I'll give you the easy one first. How do I set my Windows updates now that XP is not updating anymore?
Well, I would leave them set the way they were, and in the way I recommend to have those set, whether it was 2 years ago or today, is set to download and then let you know that you have them so that you can then pick when you want to install them. Microsoft has said that they're going to be doing some continued vulnerability patches probably over the next 6 months. That was as of April 8th. And I wouldn't be surprised if it went even a little bit longer. So I would continue to do the updates. You're going to see a much reduced level of updating than you did before, but probably still, at least for another 6 months, some updates ongoing.
Okay, very good. I appreciate that. Next question is, since you've been gone, I've gotten three phone calls from Microsoft.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You're a very important person, Robert.
Hey, we didn't tell them to call you, man. That's all I'm saying. It didn't come from us.
I'm glad to hear that. Obviously I know to hang up on them, but my neighbor across the street didn't, and they came to me to repair their computer for them. And I'm running into an issue with that. I'm coming up with, when they restart their computer, I'm coming up with three dialog boxes that say run DLL in them, and I cannot get rid of them. Do you have any advice for that?
You've got three run DLLs. You don't know what they are, and you can't get rid of them.
Yeah, they pop up on the screen when you reboot the computer, and you have to okay them. There's
so just a part of the boot process. Have you run CombiFix on that machine?
No, I have not. That's why I'm asking you.
Yep. Here's what I would do. I'm gonna tell you to get a couple of different tools or put in your toolbox if you don't already have them. You can get them all basically from the same site. What I do is, you know, probably the lazy way, but it's kind of the quick way that just gets me where I need to get to. If you go to Google or startpage.com and just search for Arkill, about the third listing down will be download Arkill from Bleeping Computers.
Okay, I'm familiar with them. I'll do that.
Okay, you want to download Arkill. You want to download CombiFix. You want to download Adware Remover. You want to download Malwarebytes. You can get it from them or from malwarebytes.org.
I use that one.
I start out with Arkill just because it does a kind of cursory sweeping of the machine without requiring a reboot that oftentimes makes the next anti-malware scan that you do much more effective. You get some pretty defensive malware out there that can really shut down your scans. And some of them are obvious. They break the software. Sometimes they even remove the software. But the worst ones are the ones where they let it run. You think you've actually been successful, and they've actually kind of steered your malware scan off into the weeds, and you don't ever know it. So run Arkill. Then I would run CombiFix. And if you still have issues, I would run the CombiFix another time in safe mode. Because sometimes what happens, you get something so defensively effective that's loading in Windows when you boot that it just won't allow CombiFix or any other software to clean it up. So loading in safe mode would be the next step at that point. And then Once you do that, then I would do a complete scan with an updated Malwarebytes just to make sure we got all the corners swept.
Okay. Sounds excellent. I appreciate the advice.
You betcha.
Do you have time for one more
question? You betcha.
All right, great. My daughter's laptop, she has a DB6000 HP.
Uh-huh.
That had Windows, she bought it with Windows Vista on it and bought the upgrade to Windows 7.
Okay, good.
We were trying to do Skype. I was getting it set up so I could Skype with my granddaughter. And all of a sudden, it says no audio device found. Any advice on what I could do to search that out?
Well, if she were to put a CD in there, an audio CD, would it play?
No, I get nothing.
Okay, well, the first thing I would do is go into the device manager and see if you've got an audio device loaded. You probably will find that it's got an audio device. It's got a yellow exclamation point next to it, which simply means you don't have the right drivers. And what I would do at that point then is I would go to HP.com, look up that exact model number, make sure that you load the, you know, do a search for the appropriate 32 or 64-bit Windows 7 Pro, or excuse me, Windows 7 driver, download it and install it.
All right.
And while you're there, it might be worth the time. That's a little bit of an older machine. It might be worth the time to look for some other updated drivers, perhaps even a BIOS update, that sort of thing.
Okay, very good, Dr. Dave. I sure appreciate your time and answering my questions.
Thank you, Robert. Take care, man. Good to hear from you.
All right. Welcome back. Have a good show.
You betcha. Bye-bye. 866-821-8255 is the number, 866-821-TALK. So, any time you've got an older machine like that, it's not a bad idea. You know, and every once in a while there'll be a problem. And so what we have a tendency to do, you know, you'll do a Windows update or you'll update a driver or you'll update a BIOS and there'll be a problem. It really doesn't happen often. But when it happens, it's important to you, right? I mean, anything that happens to you is important, even if it's the only time it's ever happened in the history of man. It's a big deal. So a lot of us are very skeptical about doing updates, you know, the kind of if it ain't broke, don't fix it sort of thing. Well, the reality is a lot of times it's broken, you don't realize it. So, I mean, there's a reason why they do the updates, and it isn't so they can track you better, and it isn't, you know, usually it's vulnerability, compatibility, functionality, improvements. And so, particularly with an older machine, I really do suggest that you take a moment. It can be a pretty daunting, lengthy process, depending on how old the machine is and the last time you've done it, if ever, to get in the Dell or HP or whoever your manufacturer's website is, hunt down the model number under the support and go to, you know, downloads and drivers or however, whatever their syntax is that expresses that function, and download and install all the updates. It can be a significant commitment in time and effort, but it's important. 866-821-8255 is the number, 866-821-TALK. What do you think of, have you heard about Uber, Steve-O?
No.
Well, it's this company, and it's, I think it has a lot of promise. But I think it has a big potential downside, too. And they're already beginning to express it or experience it now. Uber is one of a couple of companies who is sort of an informal ride-sharing service based online. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's like I'm going to Phoenix. I'm in a 7-passenger van. I go on to Uber and say, you know what, I'm going to Phoenix this date, this time. I'm going to be in Phoenix for 4 hours and coming back. Anybody wants to come with me? And, you know. Well, there are people setting up businesses doing this. Not a problem, right? Think again.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason, where Dave actually answers your questions. Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.